Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. I'm in Xfinity Studios, and in my hand, I have six really good questions from you guys. So let's get right to work and answer those questions. The first one comes from Clayton in Mountain Home, Idaho. What is the more logical first step in building around Bridgewater? Fortifying the offensive line or adding an explosive wide receiver? How about we do both? I think the Vikings learned this season that you need depth along the offensive line. We had three starters go down to injury and had to finish the season with three backups. Those guys fought their tails off and did a good job, but we need to make sure we go into next season with good quality depth along the offensive line. So if we encounter some more injuries, we can have guys who can battle through it just as they did this season. And then, of course, when you have a franchise quarterback, you got to dress him up. You got to give him lots of tools in his tool belt. The Vikings have Greg Jennings and Kyle Rudolph and Charles Johnson, but hopefully Cordarrelle Patterson can take a step up and he can be a factor next season, and it wouldn't hurt to add more talent to that position either and give Teddy Bridgewater more support. Our next question comes from Thomas. Do you think Zimmer will give the middle linebacker job to Audie Cole next season after his outstanding performance against the Bears? I don't think Mike Zimmer is going to give anything away. He's going to make guys earn it, but Audie Cole did a great job of earning it on Sunday against the Chicago Bears. He was all over the field from start to finish, making a bunch of great hits on Matt Forte. Yeah, Audie Cole could be a starting linebacker for your Minnesota Vikings next season, but it's not off of just this last Sunday's game against the Chicago Bears. He's going to have a strong offseason, too. Our next question comes from Nick. Gotta find a place for Adam Thielen. He seems to always find a spot and has shown great hands and some speed, and he's always contributing on special teams. Not much more I can add to that. I agree with every word Nick said. There is a spot for Adam Thielen on this roster, and I hope he makes it in 2015. He does a lot of really good things for the Vikings. Of course, you saw the splashy things on Sunday. You saw a long touchdown pass from Teddy Bridgewater to Adam Thielen, but you may have missed two special teams tackles by Adam Thielen, one that pinned the Bears inside their own 15-yard line. It's those types of plays that keep a wide receiver such as Adam Thielen around. He always makes good plays for the Vikings, and I think he's part of the future. Our next question comes from Callie in Maple Grove. Who was a surprise player this season? Well, there are lots of pleasant surprises for the Vikings. Adam Thielen and Audie Cole are two examples. Charles Johnson at wide receiver, another good example. But I'm going to go with a free agent signing. Tom Johnson at defensive tackle had a career high in sacks, 6.5, number 2 on our team, and that's from a guy who's never really been a starter in the NFL and didn't start regularly for us this season. Bravo, Tom Johnson. Great season for him. Great signing by our scouting staff. Hopefully we can get Tom Johnson back in purple next season. Our next question comes from Zach in Minneapolis. What are some uncertain things the Vikings should work on over the offseason? What are some promising things they can build upon? Well, let's start with some things to work on. An explosive running game. If we can get an explosive running game and pair that with Teddy Bridgewater, I think our offense, the sky is the limit for it going forward. Depth along the offensive line, we've already addressed that. I think it's important for the Vikings to add that over the offseason. And you can never have too many good cornerbacks. The Vikings' pass defense greatly improved this season under Mike Zimmer. But let's add another talented corner or two to fortify that passing defense. Things upon which we can build, Teddy Bridgewater. This is a quarterback and coach league. The Vikings have a good one at each spot. Mike Zimmer, a good head coach for your Minnesota Vikings, and Teddy Bridgewater is the future. That is what the Vikings will build their roster around going forward. Our last question comes from Diana in St. Paul. Do you think the Vikings will lose Norv Turner as other teams look to hire head coaches? Well, other teams would be very wise to pursue our offensive coordinator for their head coaching vacancies, but hopefully we won't lose them. I think Norv Turner is going to stay here and help groom Teddy Bridgewater. At least that's what I hope. Norv Turner did a great job with the Vikings offense this season. You have to remember, he did it without Kyle Rudolph for much of the season. He did it with three starters going down to injury along the offensive line. And most importantly, he did it without the best running back in the NFL, still found a way to move the ball and help us win some games. Hopefully, Norv will be back in 2015. We will be back next week with another edition of the Pick Six. The regular season is over, but the Pick Six goes on. As long as you send your emails in to us, and you can do so by sending it to the email address at the bottom of the screen. And if you do, we'll see you next week.